Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation! All right, so y'all, I hope you had a fabulous 4th of July. And I know y'all are probably hungover, like us. But just sit back and relax and let us serve you some soothing tea.
Yes.
Let's get on into it. So, Kaylee Cuoco once dumped a boyfriend because he was bad at this. Ooh. We'll tell you what that was coming up a little later. And James Harden goes on blind dates and he says he never does this. Ooh. All that coming up. But first, Brett, kick off the show. What's up?
Oh, Lord, I got some tea for you, honey.
Yeah.
Tiffany Haddish has had a big year since Girls Trip opened almost a year ago. She starred in Tracy Morgan's show, The Last OG. Mm-hmm. She's booked multiple film roles, including the Lego Movie sequel and Night School with Kevin Hart, which comes out in September. But before she hit it big, there was one movie she refused to audition for.
What?
Get Out.
Oh, Get Out?
Wow.
Yes, Get Out. Tiffany already had worked with Jordan Peele in the comedy, Keanu, but when he asked her to try out for his new horror film, she declined. She told Seth Meyers that after she read the script, she told Jordan, oh, man, look, I don't do scary movies, dog. I don't do that. You know, that's demonized kind of stuff.
Oh.
I don't let that in my house. When Jordan told her the film didn't have demons, she replied, that's a white man trying to take people's souls out their body and opening up brains. That sounds like some demon stuff to me.
Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, now what role would Tiffany have been doing?
I don't know. My best guess is maybe like the housekeeper, the one that was like crying that slow tear.
Child.
No.
I cannot see Tiffany just playing that role.
Really? I couldn't see her playing because y'all know when she was in the mirror, she was fixing her wig and she would have been like, what the you looking at? She would have said so crazy. Like, it would have taken all of like the scariness away.
What scariness was there, Tiffany Haddish would have made it all funny.
Yeah, when he told her, oh, you unplugged my phone, she'd be like, I ain't unplugged your damn phone.
Right.
You think you guys got time? I got time to clean, do this. I ain't got time to unplug your phone.
Yeah. All right, so Michael Shannon, y'all know who he is, right?
Yeah.
You know General Zod from the Man of Steel? He's a two-time Oscar nominee, and he pretty much is a villain in everything.
Yeah.
Most recently, he was the bad guy in Shape of Water. He was also a bad guy in Fahrenheit 451, you know, the HBO movie. Well, recently, he revealed that director Werner Herzog gave him the best direction he's ever gotten.
What did he say?
That was quite lame.
Oh. Oh, really?
Really?
You're gonna tell me I'm lame and I'm acting your script?
But that is the best way to not sugarcoat something and keep it 100 with somebody. When you tell them something was lame.
That, yeah.
It was lame.
That means you gotta address it.
Yeah, that means you gotta completely change what you just did.
So, Brad, now what was the best direction you've gotten, honey, from acting, since you've been acting?
Like, put yourself in the moment. Like, if it's a crying moment, think of something that makes you really sad. And if it's a happy moment, think of things that make you really happy.
Oh. And, Portia, you're an aspiring actress. What about you? What's your best direction from Sharknado?
Well, when I was in Sharknado, you know, I'm trying to tell you, honey, I had a lot of things I had to take serious. But one of the main things they wanted me to do, they wanted me to give it my sister girl.
Oh, really?
Ratchet it up.
Yeah, ratchet it up.
Ratchetry.
Well, Tracy Ellis Ross, honey, has some powerful advice for you ladies.
Okay. Ooh,
give it to
she
us.
Says, honey, set your anger free.
I do that a lot.
Really?
Me too.
Set it free.
Since we've had anger management.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, Miss Tracy, honey, gave a powerful TED Talk recently and believes that women should be angry about how they've been treated for centuries. Oh.
I encourage you to acknowledge your fury. Give it language. Share it in safe places of identification and in safe ways. Your fury is not something to be afraid of. It holds lifetimes of wisdom. Let it breathe and listen.
She said, let it go.
Yeah, but she's not saying the same thing her mama said.
What mama said?
Her mama said, set me free, why don't you, baby? Get out my life, why don't you,
Gary,
baby?
He just want to say a lyric. Y'all know.
From Diana.
Yes, that's
all.
It.
That's from
all
the queen, honey.
Yes. That's all he want to do, child.
You
got to
be grand for Diana.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
How do y'all let y'all fury go?
I curse people out real good, then I come back and be nice.
Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, you've been to anger management like me too, sister.
Brad, I don't know that they ways work. You got to come up with your
so
own
So how
method.
Do you let your anger fury go?
Well, it just depends on what I'm feeling like that day. I might cook. I like washing and cleaning, like therapeutic stuff.
No, but you got to let fury go. Fury is like you upset at something like you're doing this, you
and
know,
then that's when you start scrubbing the shit out them pots and pans.
That's how you scrub them. Well, Kaylee Cuoco has some advice for all you single men out there.
Oh, what?
That's Gary. Right. Don't be cheap.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She recently talked about the fact that she dated this big-time Hollywood guy, and she had to break up with him for being cheap. Guess what he was doing?
What? Oh, Lord.
He was a bad tipper.
Okay.
So, but over how many dates, though? Because sometimes the service be so bad that, like, these people deserve less than nothing.
No.
But
okay.
You still don't do that when you're on a date. You want to impress who you're with.
Exactly. So this is what this guy would do. He would pull out his phone and try to multiply out 8%
no.
tip. Now, y'all all know you could give like 20, 18, et cetera. 8% tip?
That's sad.
And she also admitted she felt so bad sometimes, she would try to go back inside and tip the waiter because she felt bad.
Oh, my
oh,
goodness.
Bless her soul.
Well, I'm dating this guy, and he's a good tipper, and it's turning me on.
Really?
Yeah.
You're giving a lot of damn money that you could be having.
No, it's a turn on because, but, like, it's just like he's appreciating the service people
yes.
around us, and they treating us better. It's attractive.
But you know what really bothers me, though, when people know you at these damn restaurants?
Ooh.
And they get extra, honey. I don't like that. Don't be extra with me. Just continue being who you are, because
mm-hmm.
you can't get no, I can't give you no more tip.
Right.
I just can't.
See, that's
I'm
why
tipped
you don't
out.
Like...
Yeah, I'm tipped
right.
out.
He tipping his ass right on out the restaurant.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure Houston Rockets superstar James Harden leaves a generous tip, but there's one thing he will not do on early dates.
What?
What?
Eat.
Eat? You know, Chloe
didn't eat. Not that kind of eat
like
portion.
What are you
That's what you got a beard for.
Okay.
Well, he won't eat, y'all, because of his beard.
Mm.
I ain't got a problem with your beard.
Nah.
Well, in an interview with GQ, James said, I get food in this all the time.
Oh, really?
Like, all the time. If it's people that I don't know, I won't eat around them. When I'm, like, going on blind dates, I'll wait till I get around people I actually am comfortable around, because then they'll tell me that I have stuff in my beard. It kind of comes with it. If you want to look as good as I do.
Oh, not good as I do.
Okay, that is a cute picture of him, I must say.
It is, it
yeah.
is. He's a handsome guy with the beard.
Right.
It's a good call, though, because, like, if you have a beard that thick and you just got food encrusted into it, it do kind of give you a little homeless swag.
It does.
Do y'all not eat on the first date?
Oh, I eat. I go ahead and break you in and let you know that that's what I'm going to be doing.
Oh, okay.
I order the appetizer.
Okay.
I order the entree. I order
yes.
the side. Yep. Even
okay,
if it don't
nah,
come with
that.
And you shouldn't even have a problem with it, because even if I'm not hungry and we're on a date, I'm ordering one from everything.
Boom.
I'm just going to taste it.
I love a man who eats. If I finish my food, you doggone better finish yours. I like an eating man. Eat all your food.
Yeah, because I know.
I feel like that's punkish to order, like, salmon and, like, spinach and not finish it. How you can't finish that?
Okay.
And I just a whole hamburger and french fries yeah. and a damn dessert.
You
ain't
you
finished
gonna eat
that?
On your date?
Oh, I actually literally get mad at my date. Like, nah, you know, you gon' I mean,
okay.
son and
you
his death will finish that.
You
gon'
eat that?
Yes. Coming up, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy both revealed the number one reason they've been rocking together for 20 years. We'll tell you that after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yes.
So William H. Macy and Felicity Huffman have been married for over 20 years, and their relationship appears to be stronger than ever.
Mm.
And both of them attribute one thing to their strong bond
What could that
what?
Be?
What?
Luck.
Luck?
Lady Luck.
Luck.
Oh, they got a side chick named Luck. Well, Bill said, I'm the luckiest guy. I won the lottery. I love being married to Felicity. I love being married. I really like it. Although I have screwed it up before, I just got lucky. There's no secret. I got lucky.
You can't just tell me that it's just luck for 20 years. Give me the real reason. Exactly. Help us out. We need help.
And Felicity also believes great fortune has to do with their successful marriage. She said, I lucked out. I married Bill Macy. But that's as far as I can go. I don't know how you make marriage work. I just got lucky. I have no idea.
And you know what? They can say something like that because they were meant to be together. Like some people, you just meet your soulmate and it's just easy.
It just flows.
It just flows and you can be around that person. You don't got to talk. You don't got to do nothing extra. It's just natural chemistry.
Yeah.
Is there anybody y'all felt blessed or lucky to meet?
I ain't met nobody yet, hell, so.
Yeah, aww. I felt blessed to meet Mariah.
Aww.
I felt blessed to meet all of my best friends that I have.
We talking about sleeping buddies.
Yeah, we talking about boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, damn. Mm-hmm.
We talking about both.
When you ain't with the ass no more, it ain't a blessing no more.
Well,
it
ain't no. You can be excited in the beginning.
It's always excitement in the beginning.
Hey, well, then you felt it. We didn't say it lasted, but you felt it.
Okay. Oh, that don't count.
You guys, how many times in this room we heard, I think I felt the one?
Yeah, no.
Oh, hell.
We're not doing that.
Just for weeks later?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Bill and Felicity took some real fly photos on their wedding day, but did their photographer go the extra mile like this dude right here? This is a guy in India who was stopping nothing to get the perfect shot for a happy couple who just tied the knot. Now, this video went viral of a photographer hanging upside down from a tree with his legs wrapped around a branch to capture the newlywed standing below the tree.
Wow. Oh, my God. He has to have been in gymnastics.
Okay. If you don't go this hard, you're not getting hired. From now on, this is the standard.
He better use what y'all call those things?
Selfie stick.
Selfie stick.
Okay. Now, he said, forget a drone. I'm your drone. Look at the shot that he got, though. It was worth it.
So just to go above and beyond a call of duty for your particular wedding,
mm-hmm.
Like, what would you do that's, like, extra and out the box?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know, because I'm not into when they ruin the dresses. Y'all seen when women go in the water and the dirt and ruin their dresses?
Or just laying the lilies, honey. Hell, and that's be cute.
Not laying the lilies.
Not laying the lilies.
No. Mm. Not when the ass spread.
Okay, you guys, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Well, honey, all right, speaking of wedding portraits, Portia and Brad, this is something that you ladies might want to consider for when you tie the knot, honey.
What you got?
Dermal rings.
What rings?
Dermal rings.
What is that?
Dermal.
Well, let me tell you, honey. Now, people are, honey, commemorating, honey, their love by permanently getting diamonds pierced into their left ring finger in place of an engagement ring. Now, microdermal anchors are safe and the body will hold them for years, honey, years. And your dermal piercing makes it look like the diamond or crystal is just flooding on top of the skin. Isn't that nice? But let me tell you something. Women aren't the only enthusiasts, honey. Men are getting them, too. Could I give you one?
I don't like it. Every picture, they hand look irritated. It look red, sore, swollen.
Gross.
I'm not with this.
It seems like the technology isn't proven enough yet. Like,
not yet.
We're the people who have had this for, like, 30 years plus and ain't
Whose
got gangrene.
Neck is green. Right.
I mean, like, I love you, but I ain't got to prove my love and put the diamond in my skin. Like, well, now. And then guess what? You can only do it with tiny diamonds.
And that's what I don't like.
Gay wanna rock.
I ain't gonna lie though. I do like it for the men, cause then they can't take it off. It's so small.
We'll put gloves on.
Yeah.
Okay. You're so smart.
All right, y'all. Well, coming up, The Rock's latest blockbuster, Skyscraper, is hitting theaters. We'll tell you if you should ticket or skip it. Coming up next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Now, opening in theaters, honey, next week is another Dwayne The Rock Johnson action-packed blockbuster, Skyscraper. Now, The Rock plays a former FBI agent who's been framed, honey, and is on the run and must save his family from a blazing fire in the world's tallest building.
What's going on?
The 96th floor is on fire.
We are going to be just fine, I promise you that.
No!
Daddy!
Tell me, how much do you love your family? Life
family is the only thing that matters to me right now.
I'm gonna have to say Ticket, y'all. This is a thriller. I don't know. You know, yeah. I see why he's the highest paid actor right now. He's so freaking versatile. And this right here, I mean, like, I felt it. I felt every moment of him trying to get his family out.
Yeah.
I Ticket.
I'm totally here for it.
Yes.
It's like Die Hard 2018.
Mm-hmm. Ticket for me.
Oh, I'm going to skip it. Because I was waiting for Tyrese to show up. I didn't see Tyrese in the movie.
He ain't in every movie with The Rock, though.
Did you say Tyrese?
Yes, we need Tyrese to show up. So I didn't see Tyrese, so I'm going to skip that one.
This ain't Tyrese check, okay? This is Rock's check.
All right, so when you think of The Rock, you always think about an upbeat, enthusiastic, happy guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
But he wants you to know that he's only human.
Mm.
Of flesh and blood he is made.
Show us your body and prove it.
Well, he's revealed that in addition to working out, this is what he does when he gets sad.
You know, sometimes for me, sometimes my own form of therapy is I could stew in the sad a little bit. I'll put on some music that I know is going to keep the sad train going.
I'll do the same thing.
And I got to get in it, so I do that.
You know, sad music helps, you know, cry it away. You talk about this all the time, Gary.
Oh, yes, honey. I definitely love sad music.
You do?
Especially when I'm traveling, honey.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm driving, I like to cry.
Get it out.
I play Whitney Houston, Diana Ross, and Aretha.
So this is what's happening in the car when you drive from here to Texas.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
But, Gary, you know what?
What?
Every tear you cry is water for the garden of your victory.
Oh, yes. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Well, I like to encourage my tears by looking in the mirror watching myself cry.
You're so vain.
What? Yeah.
No, it's just like, because I'm like, damn, girl, you that sad. And most of the time, I can't even figure out why. So I just look in the mirror like, you're so sad right now. Look at you.
Nothing.
And then I wash my face and keep it moving.
No. Maybe I should try that, because if I see myself cry, I got to shut that down.
Exactly. And you get it on out.
Ooh,
yes.
Girl, look at that together, darling.
And don't go in the mirror and cry when you ain't got your wig on. You like, Lord. Girl, you are disappointing yourself.
Have you ever cried and then pulled your wig off slowly while you were crying?
Not
just to make
yet.
It more dramatic?
Coming up, honey, want to FaceTime with someone while you're in the shower? Ooh. Well, now you can, honey. We'll spill the latest and greatest invention next.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, I know a lot of us cannot put our phones or tablets down ever. We got something for you.
What?
Especially if you like to use it in the shower.
Oh,
there is now a shower curtain that is 100% waterproof with device pockets called the screen holder.
Oh my God.
That's cute.
That's so kinky.
Oh my God.
So you can play your music while you're in the shower,
or
if you want to watch a TV show while you're in there.
Or
I'm lost. What else do you do?
Porn.
You watch porn in the shower?
No, but somebody is.
You a freak?
No, not me.
Can you have something without the phone?
But
it should be shower, should be the dinner table, certain things, okay, the phone should not be allowed.
Yeah, I mean, I love it, honey. I want one.
That's going to get a lot of people broken up with. Because a lot of people ain't fully naked fresh. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people look better clothed.
Oh, but everybody look good in the shower because you're wet, you're dripping,
exactly.
You can get the right angle.
Lord,
everybody look good in the shower.
Any seal-built people out there?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about a naked body. If it's naked and it's dry, that's one thing. But if it's naked and wet, you don't care about an extra love handle here and there.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, it's just freaky, kinky.
She's a very freaky girl.
Touch yourself up in the shower.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.